I'm Rona Tarrant. Former Secretary of Homeland Security Kirstjen Nielsen is being temporarily replaced by Customs and Border Protection Commissioner Kevin McAleenan. Nielsen called it an honour of a lifetime to work in the department as she handed in her resignation yesterday. Nielsen was responsible for implementing the proposed border wall and the separation of migrant families. She gave no reason for her departure in her resignation letter, although she said it was the right time for her to step aside. More than 140 religious leaders, including US bishops, have called on President Trump, Vice President Mike Pence, and congressional leaders to uphold principles of religious freedom following a series of attacks on people of faith, clergy, and houses of worship. In the letter, the leaders urged them to recognize that individuals of all faiths and none have equal dignity, worth, and rights to religious freedom. The letter cited the attack last month on two mosques in New Zealand by an alleged white supremacist, as well as other incidents. The Vatican's Congregation for the Doctrine of the Faith has rejected an appeal by the now former Archbishop Anthony Aperon of Agana, Guam, upholding its judgment of finding him guilty of abuse against minors. The decision stripped him of his title as bishop and bans him from returning to the archdiocese. The tribunal's decision is final and no further appeals are possible. Aperon maintains his innocence. Rwanda's president has said the country has become a family once again while marking the 25th anniversary of the genocide that killed 800,000 people. Rwandans will mourn for 100 days, the time it took in 1994 for about one-tenth of the country to be massacred. Most of those who died were minority Tutsis and moderate Hutus who were killed by ethnic Hutu extremists. The Vatican will host a spiritual retreat this week for South Sudan President Salva Kiir, his vice presidents and other leaders. The Vatican press office confirmed that leaders of South Sudan were scheduled to arrive this week. Pope Francis met with Kiir at the Vatican in a private audience on March 16th. Local reports in South Sudan also said the opposition leader had accepted an invitation by Pope Francis to attend a meeting at the Vatican with Kiir. For continuing updates and more Catholic news, visit dailycatholicnews.org.